Making something out of nothing. Real money business in real time for real people. Have you been worried about the recession? Need advice on how to survive and thrive during this financial period? Well, we've got the thing just for you. The people in the Capital and Credit Financial Group are at your service, ready to help you figure out your finances and get you through the turbulent waters of this global crisis. Today, they're setting the record straight on some banking terms we've heard a time or two. Ever wondered what a repo is? And what happens when a CD rolls over? We ask Chris Walker, the General Manager at Capital and Credit Securities Limited, to bring us up to speed. Our first money question today is, what are repos?
Repo is really a short for repurchase agreement. A repo essentially exists where you have a borrower who will agree to sell a security to a lender at a predetermined price, you know, agreeing at the same time also to buy back the security at a future date. What transpires, though, actually, is you having funds. You will place that funds with a financial institution. That financial institution will technically sell you the security, which is actually the guarantee for your investment. And at maturity now, they will agree now to buy back that security, paying you interest on maturity as your earnings on the arrangement.
Our second question has to do with CDs. A youngster wants to know, what is a CD and what happens when it is rolled over?
CDs essentially are fixed arrangement with a commercial bank. It's a fixed deposit arrangement with a commercial bank whereby an individual will agree with the commercial bank to invest for maybe a 30, 60 or 90-day period at an agreed rate. It's guaranteed by the bank. What happens upon rollover, you have options essentially. One, you can actually combine the interest and principal and reinvest for a new period, or you could actually take your interest and reinvest the principal only for an extended period, or you could actually ask to be paid out.
And what about savings and investments? Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a difference. Savings essentially is an arrangement where you're putting monies for short term. So it's not something that you should be saying that you're saving for buying a car or to buy a house. It's actually the wrong way to think of things. Savings are monies that will be affected by inflation. And generally, when you save, you're saving in low-yielding accounts. And that's not good. Investing, on the other hand, is for profit, is for gain. So, you know, there must be some distinction between the two. Savings represents short-term. Investing is long-term for profit.
And our final money question for today comes from a high school student who asks, can you explain what the banks mean when they talk about risk appetite?
Risk appetite essentially represents a person's tolerance to face adversity or, you know, to use back the term, to take on a challenge or to face risk. A person whose risk appetite is low, for argument's sake, would not or should not really be looking at investing in volatile stocks. They should more be looking at maybe a repo or a CD. The aggressive type of person, you know, you have the risk-reward relationship that, you know, people will tend to talk about. The higher the risk, typically you want to expect, you know, the greater reward. But obviously, and if you flip that over, you know, the higher the reward is the greater risk that you actually face.
For more information and advice, send your money questions to editors at gleanerjm.com, and the experts at Capital and Credit will answer online, in print and on air. Log on to the Gleaners website, www.go-jamaica.com. Check out the Tuesday Gleaner and tune in to Real Business on Power 106 every fourth Tuesday at 9:35 a.m. for Making Something Out of Nothing. Real money business in real time for real people. I'm Stacey Ann Smith. Making Something Out of Nothing is a production of The Gleaner, where life unfolds.